Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So, out of all the cancers that you could be diagnosed with, did you know that all of them are dropping except one? And that's oral cancer, cancer of the mouth. I had a guest that was going to come on with me, Dr. Matthew Steinberg, but he has a very busy practice, and I just found out that he is in a procedure with a patient and really can't leave because of some things going on. So I wish him and that patient the best. So we're going to carry on, though, because I think this is an important segment. There are some warning signs that we should all be aware of. And when we have these warning signs, we probably want to go see our doctor to have a workup to make sure we're not missing something that could be very, very dangerous. And that, of course, is oral cancer. So as I said, most cancers are decreasing, right? Yet oral cancers are on the rise. And here's what's really, and this caught my attention when I was researching this for the segment. 40% of all mouth cancers occur in younger people, we're talking less than 45, and non-smokers. 40%. That, I got to tell you, that caught my attention because I would have thought the complete opposite. I would have thought, you know, this is a cancer of older people and definitely smokers. Now, obviously, most, you know, a majority of oral cancers, mouth cancers, do happen in smokers or in tobacco chewers, the snuff and all that kind of stuff. Coming out of Texas, I grew up in Houston, went to Kingwood High School, and I remember all of my friends, I don't say all of them, but most of the guy friends, they used to do their snuff. You know, they used to take some tobacco, put it in that in between their bottom lip there, and spit in a cup all day long. I remember them. They were allowed to do it in school. Thank God we don't allow that anymore. I tried it once and I threw up, which is a good thing. I didn't like it, so I never had that issue. So and I don't know, I guess when I saw this statistic, 40% of younger people, 40% of all mouth cancers are younger people and non-smokers, that really caught my eye. So what are some of the warning signs that I want you, that I was going to cover with Dr. Steinberg, but that I want you to be aware of? The first one is if you have any mouth ulcer that doesn't heal in 2 weeks, you need to get that checked. We all are prone to certain ulcerations in the mouth at times. Sometimes it's from trauma. We know certain viruses, like the herpes simplex virus number 1, can cause mouth ulcers. There's some other ones, like CMV is another virus that can cause mouth ulcers. We know there's some yeast species, especially if you are immunodepressed, can cause mouth ulcers. But here's the thing about a vast majority of ulcers in the mouth. They're usually caused from trauma, okay? That trauma could be because you bit your tongue, your cheek, whatever it is, something too hot, and whatever it may be. Or even an activation of the herpes virus. I mean, most of the ulcers happen because of trauma or a reactivation of herpes virus, and they should go away within a few days. The reason that is your mouth, and really your entire gastrointestinal tract, has a tremendous ability to repair itself. It's a mucosal membrane from your mouth to the anus. And mucosal membranes, because of the immune response that they have, are able to heal really well. So when you have a mouth ulcer that's lasted more than 2 weeks, I don't like that as a doctor. That makes me a little nervous. That makes me wonder, is there something going on in the immune system that they're not able to heal? Or is this ulcer an indication of a more sinister problem, more chronic problem? So I do encourage you, if you've had an ulcer in your mouth for over 2 weeks, you need to get that checked. The second thing would be hoarseness in your voice, okay? We all experience that a little bit. My job at the Life Extension Foundation is to teach. I talk all day long. I talk even when I'm not teaching. I can't help it. This is what it is. And so I can get hoarse a lot. But I know what it's from, right? And usually, If you're hoarse because you've been speaking a lot, maybe you're a singer, or maybe even you have some allergies, some post-nasal drip, those kind of things are okay. When you have hoarseness from those things, it clears up. You know, get some lemon water, some warm lemon tea, lemon balm. These are things that are great. Oil of oregano. You try some of these you know, traditional cures for hoarseness. A vast majority of the time, in a couple of days, it works and your voice is fine. Hoarseness that is consistent, again, for over 2 weeks, just like the ulcers, you need to get it checked. Got to make sure there's not something on the vocal cords or something deeper. There's going to be a running theme here in these warning signs of oral cancer. It's that 2 week thing. Ulcers, because we eat a lot and our mouths are exposed to a lot of stuff. Listen, it's okay to get ulcers, but if it lasts more than 2 weeks, no. Hoarseness, we use our voices a lot, don't we? Hoarseness that lasts more than 2 weeks. Nah, I don't like that. Something tells me we want to make sure we're not missing something. So if you're dealing with anything like hoarseness, it comes and goes, or maybe it just lasts a solid 2 weeks, or comes and goes chronically, you need to get that checked. Number three, any swallowing problems, okay? Now, I'm not talking about swallowing problems when someone, say, has a stroke. That's when they just don't, you can't coordinate the muscles to swallow properly. What I'm talking about here is when you swallow and it feels like something is in the way. Have you ever taken some supplements before and they just didn't quite go down right and you can almost feel it? Even though the supplement itself is dissolving, it still feel, you can feel it there. It doesn't feel right. You feel like you got to cough up something. That's what I'm talking about here. If you ever have that feeling and it lasts, say, over 2 weeks, you just can't clear whatever it is, you need to get that checked as well. So swallowing problems in the sense where it you feel like something is physically blocking the esophagus, that's what I'm talking about here. You want to get that checked. So that's ulcers for over 2 weeks, hoarseness for over 2 weeks, and swallowing problems, as if so there's something physical in the way, something blocking the esophagus that's not going away. You want to get that checked as well. Now this warning sign is actually outside the mouth. This is the fourth warning sign of oral cancer, and that's going to be any lumps in the neck region. What we're talking about there specifically either could be a cancer itself, the lump you're feeling, but in most cases it's going to be lymph nodes. Now, we have to be careful because it is normal to have palpable lymph nodes you can feel in the neck region, especially in the front. So if you take your hand and you run it in the front of your neck, like over the trachea, kind of where the thyroid gland is, if you feel kind of soft type little lumps there, that could be normal. Those are just probably normal lymph nodes. Think about all the stuff that you swallow and you get into your mouth. I mean, there's lymph nodes there for a reason because there's a lot of gunk coming into your system through the mouth. So it's normal to have lymph nodes kind of right midline in the front, like right over the trachea. As you move out to the periphery of the neck, to the sides of the neck, that's where it's not quite so normal. So if you just touch your ears for a second, and then run straight down towards the shoulders. Anywhere along those muscles, if you feel some lumps that feel like lymph nodes, those I'd be a little bit more concerned about and I would get checked. Obviously, the fifth warning sign here is weight loss. Any significant weight loss over a month or so, you want to get that checked. And then the last one has to do with your tongue. If there's any tongue asymmetry, like you stick your tongue out and it turns to the right and you can't help it, that also needs to be checked. So ulcers, hoarseness, swallowing problems, like there's something in the way, lumps specifically on the sides of your neck, weight loss, and tongue asymmetry. Those are going to be warning signs that you need to go check, get checked by your doctor, for the one cancer that is increasing, oral cancer. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.